As the Torah Kedesh begins Parshas Truma, the pasuk says, "V'dav Hashem Moshe Leimer, Dav Bnei Yisrael V'yichuli Truma Meis Kolisha She'edvenu Li B'tichu Es Trumuasi, V'zois HaTruma She'tichu Me'itam Zav V'chesa V'nechayshes." The interesting thing is that the Torah speaks about Truma three times, and twice the Torah speaks about Truma from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yichuli Truma. And then the pasuk says, "Tichu es trumasi." Again, all from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the last time the Torah says, "V'zois hatruma asher tichu me'itam," it speaks about the perspective from Klal Yisrael who are donating the truma. What is the Torah trying to teach us? The Sefer Beis Yitzchak explains that our entire world is composed of Gashmias and Ruchnias. We have our bodies and our homes and everything. Everything that we see is all Gashmias. But everything that is Gashmias is permeated with Ruchnias. Not only is it permeated with Ruchnias, were it not to have Ruchnias for one moment, it cannot continue to exist. So if that's the case, that the Ruchnius is so critical to our existence, why don't we see the Ruchnius? Is the answer, because the answer is very simple, because we who live in a Ruchnius, in a Gashmius world, are not able to see and appreciate the Ruchnius, even though the Ruchnius is all over. And we say this on the tefillah on Yom Tovim, say, "Or Olam Ba'itzur Chayim." The Ba'itzur Chayim is what gives or what gives light to the world. Oiris Me'eifel, but those oiris, those rays of Ruchnius, are being eifel, are dark. In this world, we can't see them, but they are Oma V'yehi. They are what gives the world V'yehi, the ability to exist. In fact, he goes on to say that the Gemara Masechta Brachos, when it speaks about Bezalel, and the Bezalel says that, Bezalel says the Gemara Masechta Brachos, Daf Nun Hei Amud Aleph, Hashem Chachmasoi Nikra. He was given his name because he was so brilliant. B'shosh Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, Lech Amol Bezalel, go tell Bezalel to build the Mishkan, Asayle Mishkan, Aron v'Kalim. He told him to make Mishkan Aron v'Kalim. Holach Moshe v'Hopach, and Moshe went and he reversed and he said, "Asay Aron v'Kalim v'Mishkan. First make the Aron, the Kalim, and then the Mishkan." Amalei Bezalel says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Min Hagi Shalaylam. How is it when somebody typically builds a home? Adam Bar Nabayis, he first builds a home. V'akach Machnas L'Soichi Kalim." And then he brings in the furniture. V'ata oima seili aron v'kelim v'mishkan. Make the furniture and then the home. K'chelim sheni oise leichach nisem. Where will I put that furniture? And that's why Bezalel says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shema kach amalcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe what Hashem really said to you was, asay mishkan aron v'kelim. First make the mishkan and then the aron v'kelim. Amalai. And at that point, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Bezalel, Shema Betzel Kela Yisa. Were you standing there next to Hashem? If you doubt that, you know what Hashem meant to want. So what is Pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu said to put the Kelim into the Mishkan, which Bezalel immediately questioned was right? So he explains that when we build a Mishkan, when we build a home, we see the big home. But the big home is not really what's important. What's important is what we put into the home is the Ruchnius that I put into the home. And that's why Moshe says the Aron V'Kelim, which represent the Kedusha that exists in the Mishkan, that represents the Neshama of the Mishkan, the Ruchnius of the Mishkan, should be made first. To which Bezalel said, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're correct. When we speak about priorities, the priorities are certainly the Ruchnius before the Gashmius. But I can't have Ruchnius if I don't have the Gashmius, because we live in a world of Gashmius. And in a world of Gashmius, we have to have the Gashmius to house the Ruchnius. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Bainei Yerushalayim Hashem. He explains what does the Pasuk means, that a person, with everything that he does, with everything that he builds, if he does mitzvahs, if he learns Torah, he is a Bainei Yerushalayim. He's building a Yerushalayim. He's building Ruchnius with what we do in this world, even though to us it just looks like Gashmius. And that's what the Torah wants. When Torah wants the Mishkan to be built, when Hashem wants the Mishkan to be built, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm not so concerned about the Gashmius. I'm more interested in the Ruchnius. And that's why to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the amount somebody donated to the Mishkan is not what's critical. What's critical to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he gave his neshama in building the Mishkan. And that's what the pasuk begins. Da'av b'nei Yisrael, v'yichuli truma, give me a truma. Give to me what's important to me. And of course, what is important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Ruchnius. Me'esh kalish ashiyidvenu liba etichus trumasi. Everybody should give their truma, their neshama. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and it's the same as Moshe Rabbeinu saying, I want the Ruchnius first. That's what I'm focused on. But as Bezalel indicated, and as Moshe Rabbeinu as actually indicated, we also have to have a place to house that Ruchnius, particularly when we live in a world of Gashmius. And that's why he said, but what we learn from here is that when the Mishkan was being built, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking primarily for in the building of the Mishkan was the Ruchnius. The Pasuk tells us, when it comes to speak about the building of the Aron and the putting the Luchas in the Aron, V'nasat al Aron is a Edus Ashita Eten Elecha. That's in Perichov Hey Pasuk Tezvav. But then the Pasuk goes on to say, in Pasuk of Al, V'nasat al Kaparis al Aron Malab, V'al Aron Titan is a Edus Ashita Eten Elecha. And Rashi says, Lo Yedati Laman Nichbal. What does the Torah want to teach us by telling us again? The Torah already told us, V'nasatis Aron al Eidus. So I saw that the Sefer in the Tzotzi Torah quotes Rav Shnei Kotler that teaches us that it's not just that we have to build an Aron to have a place to keep the Luchas. But the Torah is telling us, first put in the Luchas and then put on the Kapyrus. The Torah is coming to teach us what we want from the building of the Aron is not that you have a beautiful chest and you have a kapyrus and you have kruvim on top of that chest. What the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is most interested in is what is in the chest. That the luchas that are in the chest are kedusha, are ruchnius. And that's supposed to be the model for the chest of our lives. The houses that we have, everything that we have, they're just supposed to be containers. They are only containers for what we put inside. Because the ruchnis that's put inside is what really counts. And that's why I saw a vort from Rav Pamzitzal in his Sefer Torah LeMelech. He quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Rav Yosef Mekol Mechabdes HaTorah Gufa Mechuvar Al HaBriyos. And the Miri explains, what does it mean to be Mechabdes HaTorah? When you have somebody who acts the way he's supposed to act, and when you have somebody that looks the way he's supposed to look, then that person is deserving of learning Torah. What is, says Rapam, the Mishnah Zitzal, teaching us? He's telling us, and he's describing to us, what a Ben Torah is supposed to look like. A person who's a Ben Torah is a person who fills his life with Ruchnius, who fills his life with Torah. But if that life, the Gashmius, the body, has to connect properly to the Ruchnius, the Luchas are in the Aron, the Kalim are in the Mishkan. And that's why the Torah that we learn has to be able to connect to our gashmias, to our bodies. We are, when we learn Torah, an Aron. Just like an Aron has to have the luchas, and the luchas come before the gashmias, but they're very connected. The Mishkan, Moshe and Bezalel had this dialogue, but everybody agrees that the main purpose of the Mishkan was the ruchnias. Afterwards, the Pasuk says, yes, in order to have the ruchnias, we have to have the gashmias. But without that connection, and without that prioritization of the ruchnias over the gashmias, we cannot have a Mishkan.